This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In New Hampshire, the official state sport is skiing. In Texas, it's rodeo. In Maryland, it's jousting. But Maryland's state sport has nothing to do with two guys trying to knock each other off their horses. Instead, it's all about a horse, a rider, and three little rings, NPR's Cynthia Johnston reports.
One thing you won't see at the Maryland State Jousting Championships is anyone in a suit of armor. In fact, pretty much everyone here is dressed in jeans and polo shirts. But the medieval connection isn't too hard to find.
Now, in Caroline County, prepare to charge, followed by the Knight of Excalibur, and then the Knight of Springhouse.
The riders gather just beyond the start of the track. It's an 80-yard course, straddled by three wooden arches. A metal strap hangs from each arch. And dangling from the strap is a small white ring.
The rings are hung. The track is clear for Renee Cotter, the maid of Lily Ponds. Charge, fair maiden, charge.
Cotter turns her horse onto the track and gallops toward the first arch. She rides jockey style, high off the saddle. One hand holds the reins to control the surging horse. The other cradles a lance, its thin metal tip pointed straight toward the ring.
One ring for the rider time of 6.1.
So what does it take to catch a tiny ring on the tip of your lance as you fly by on horseback?
Complete concentration.
Dorsey Waters is 60 and says he's been jousting since he was a teenager.
You're just dead set on that ring, and you try to ignore any sound or anything else while you're going down there. If there's a distraction or anything, you just sort of gear, you phase everything out.
And that's the challenge. After all, the diameter of the biggest rings is a mere 1¾ inches. The more skilled the rider, the smaller the rings. A lot smaller, says jouster Buck Schuyler.
In our championship class, we drop a half inch. So we actually start out on a half inch size ring. Then they can go down to 1/4 inch, which is lifesaver size.
Three rings for the rider time of 7.7. Gives her a total score of 8 rings after 3 rides. Prepare to charge, Mark Brewster, Knight of Cherry Creek, followed by Marty Cook, Fair Lady of the Manor.
It's hard to catch all 3 rings, so riders are rewarded with a blast of music over the PA system. But there isn't much reaction from the crowd because, well, there isn't much of a crowd. This isn't the NFL, after all. Not to mention, just about everyone here is related to someone else here. Rider Janice Enfield is a good example.
My husband's been jousting for 34 years. His father's been jousting for 54. And his brother jousts, his sister jousts, his brother's 2 kids joust, his sister's 2 kids joust. So it's definitely a family thing.
No one here is sure exactly how long people in Maryland have been jousting. The best guess is about 200 years. Farmers used to hold tournaments after the harvest was in. Now, churches sponsor joust as fundraisers to go with their fried chicken and country ham dinners. Jousters say they like this kind of homegrown, friendly competition, and they like doing something unique. Dorsey Wooder's son, Buddy, started riding at 13.
It's just something you can do on a horse not everybody can do, and it is Maryland state sport. I mean, that's the main attraction right there.
But jousters say it's a constant battle to keep it the state sport. The last few years, they've had to fend off challenges from lacrosse and duckpin bowling.
We have 4 riders going to ride on 1/4-inch rings. 9 of Betty's Hill, 9 of Sir Lancelot, 9 of Little Stuff, and the 9 of St. Mark's.
But on this day, the only concern is who's going to win the tiebreaker for the state championship.
Close it out, I guess.
Cynthia Johnston, NPR News, Centerville, Maryland.
8.2 seconds. Michael Burtz has won the Maryland State Championship.